for a healthier you? It's time for Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and with me is my co-host, Brenda B.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition. And we are a store of the same name, Gulf Coast Nutrition in Palm Harbor at the corner of Alderman Road and Alt 19.
And for those of you who are interested, you can also check us out at gulfcoastnutrition.com.
And we have a great show today. We're talking about joint health and mobility.
Very important.
Yes. Important to get around.
Oh, well, if you lose your mobility, you start to lose a lot of other things because, you know, in order to stay young and healthy, you want to make sure you keep your muscles moving. But when your joints hurt and you stop moving around, that really will start to have a detrimental effect on everything else in your body, everything else in your health.
Absolutely.
And it's really closely related because then you end up starting to gain weight. Your sleeping starts to get thrown off. So many different things happen just because you can't move certain joints in your body. And it is really detrimental.
Something you should start taking care of early enough, I
yes,
would think.
Yes, yes. Don't wait until it's too late.
That rhymes.
Oh, geez.
Don't wait until it's too late.
Jeez,
did you do that on purpose?
No, it just came out that way, okay? I'm just that kind of guy. I don't know. What can I say?
So tell us a little bit more about, now you wanted to talk about the different types of arthritis.
Well, yes, because that's the most popular thing that affects the joints is arthritis. Now, there are so many different types. I mean, there are over 100 different types of arthritis that can affect the body. And arthritis itself, in general, is just an inflammation of the joints. And you get the pain, you get the swelling, you get the stiffness, you sometimes get the redness and the decreased range of motion that can all occur. But there are actually different types of arthritis. Those being the big popular ones are the osteoarthritis versus rheumatoid arthritis versus other ones like gout, for example. Osteoarthritis, there is no blood test that you can take. There's no lab test that you can take to tell you you have osteoarthritis. Osteoarthritis is basically that you've got to take an x-ray and look at the joint and see what is going on in that joint visually. And usually with osteoarthritis, you see some decreased joint space. You see what's called subchondral sclerosis or a sclerotic border that starts to develop inside that joint, and then you start to get those bone spurs that occur in these areas. And the joint will become more difficult to move, and eventually if you end up with a bone-on-bone scenario, that's extremely bad. That's the worst case, the most significant case where you actually get bone-on-bone. Certain joints are different.
And that's because the bone spurs form?
Well, because when you start to get a decreased joint space, the joint no longer moves or glides correctly. You get low hydration in that joint because of lack of movement, and it starts to cause this recurring process where you move it less and you get less fluid in the joint, and it's harder to move. There are certain joints that don't respond the same way. Shoulder joints, for instance, the shoulder hangs there, so you don't necessarily always get a decreased joint space with the shoulder. The shoulder is something that actually can get overstretched, and the ligaments have a problem, and you get different problems there. In the knees, for example, you have the meniscus in the knee, that pad between the bones that cause all sorts of other problems on top of the osteoarthritis. But there are all sorts of joint problems that occur in the body, especially in the spine as well, where you get these joint problems, and you can have disc issues associated with them where you get decreased joint space. So different types of osteoarthritis affecting different areas in different ways. Bottom line is they all give you that pain. They all give you that decreased range of motion that leads to all those problems we spoke about. Usually associated with the elderly, usually associated with, and actually osteoarthritis more seen in people who've had previous injuries. If you have obesity, that's an issue that then puts a lot more stress on your joints and causes problems there. Whereas rheumatoid arthritis, if you've heard about that, that's something that tends to affect women more than men. And that is
it's an autoimmune disorder.
Yes, an autoimmune, I was just about to say, that actually is you take an actual blood test, a lab test, to determine whether you have rheumatoid arthritis. And then there's other arthritis forms such as gout, which affects men more than women. And that has to do with the uric acid crystals that form in the joint. But then again, you're looking at things like infections and lupus that can affect joints as well. So just saying that you have joint pain or you have arthritis is not enough to know how to handle it, how to help treat yourself when you have these type of issues to go beyond what maybe your physician has told you to do in general. And so you really want to make sure you know what type of arthritis you have before you start running out to a health food store and say, I have arthritis, what should I take? Or I read online that I have arthritis, but you may have been looking up something on the internet about osteoarthritis when in fact you have rheumatoid or vice versa. So
right,
make sure you know what you're dealing with before you start trying to supplement or help yourself in that respect.
Well, it's always good to know what you're dealing with, and
of
then
course.
you can treat it more effectively. That's very important. Rheumatoid arthritis, you know, being an autoimmune disorder, they're seeing that it is certainly related to what's going on in the gut, as is other autoimmune disorders. They are now seeing that specific gut bacteria can correlate to the actual onset of rheumatoid arthritis. And so they're seeing also gut permeability has a big effect on rheumatoid arthritis. And of course, being an autoimmune disorder, what happens there is your body gets confused and it mistakenly starts to attack your own body tissues. And so it starts attacking the joints with rheumatoid arthritis. And you get a lot of inflammation there and you get a lot of changes within the joint as well and tissue growth within the synovial area where it shouldn't be. And you get that malformation of the joints. So it's very painful.
Absolutely.
And I know that there's extremely, when you're treated conventionally for rheumatoid arthritis, the medication that you're treated with is extremely strong and very toxic, actually. I mean, there's just so many side effects to that medication.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's a lot of things that people can do, you know, certainly for arthritis. And if it is rheumatoid, you certainly want to direct attention towards the gut. That's important, you know, and people don't think of that. My joints hurt.
Right. So you don't, let's address our
gut. I have inflammation within the
gut,
joints,
right.
And my fingers are getting crooked, and I've been, you know, diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. Yeah, they don't necessarily think that they need to direct attention towards what's going on in the gut, but it's very important with any autoimmune disease. It's very important.
Now, there are different supplements that people can take depending on the type of arthritis and joint issue that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. I mean, I've mentioned SAMe on our program before, and SAMe is wonderful not only for brain health and that type of thing, but it's also very good for joint health. And it's actually very effective in reducing osteoarthritis-related inflammation and joint pain. And they're saying that it works very quickly. They're comparing it to non-steroidal anti-inflammatory meds and seeing that it works just as well with pain reduction. And they've actually even compared it with Celebrex and seen that over time it was as effective as Celebrex in relieving pain. So very important. What you want to do is you want to relieve the inflammation and you want to relieve the pain. That's what you want to do, you know, because those two things are what's affecting the joints.
And I used to speak with doctors all the time who would at first say, some glucosamine chondroitin. Now, that's good for maintenance, but and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But as far as the inflammatory pain process, I've really heard now that SAMe is the thing to really look into. So I've had so many people, I've tried something for my joint. I've tried the glucosamine chondroitin. I say, no, that doesn't have to do with inflammation, lowering of inflammation the way the SAMe does.
The SAMe, right. The SAMe not only works with inflammation, but they see that it improves mobility and it helps rebuild cartilage. So very good for people with any type of pain or joint type of issues, whether it's back pain, chronic low back pain. They're seeing that it works very well for that as well. So other thing that's very, very helpful is turmeric, or some people know it as curcumin.
Yes, for pain control. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But curcumin is just it's the active ingredient within the herb called turmeric. So they actually concentrate that curcumin and make a more of an extract out of it. And a lot of people will know that because it's used as a spice, the turmeric in, South Asian and Middle Eastern cooking. And it's wonderful. But I love it as a spice as well. But we're actually seeing really, really good results. And what it does is it lowers the levels of two enzymes in the body that actually cause inflammation. So when you lower those enzymes and you lower the body's ability to produce too much inflammation, then you're going to lower that joint stiffness and pain. So that's very important. So we're seeing a lot of great results with curcumin. Boswellia is also very good. Now, I know you've recommended Boswellia several times, have you not?
Yeah, I've actually taken it myself. Works very well.
Yeah, and that's going to contain boswellic acids, which is very important for a lot of reasons, actually, but most notably for joint pain and stiffness associated with rheumatoid arthritis, more so than osteoarthritis.
Again, you need to know what it is you're trying to deal with. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Again, it inhibits the enzymes that cause inflammation. So very important, the boswellic. But it's also used for asthma. A lot of people will use boswellia for asthma-type problems, especially in the sinus cavity, reduce that inflammation in the sinuses.
Now, Brenda B., we have a lot more to cover on types of supplements that you can use for your joints, but I want to let everyone know that we will be giving away some supplements right after we come back in just a few minutes, and then we'll be giving out that phone number and people can call in and get some free supplements from us. And you can also check us out online at gulfcoastnutrition.com as well. So in a minute, we'll be covering more on joint health and mobility. You're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.